The word Sony in white capitals against a black background gradually fills the screen. A burst of light reveals a woman dressed in a white classical robe with a blue stole draped over her arm, standing on top of a shallow pyramid of steps, holding a blazing torch high in her right hand against a background of fluffy clouds. The logo of Columbia, a Sony company. A waning moon in a black sky. A dazzling white light blazes at the end of a tree-lined road, illuminating a wall of smoke. A wooden road sign with a picture of a cartoon rack of ribs reads, "Welcome to Dilford, established 1909, home of the riblet." A fireball shoots into the sky. Two teenagers hand in hand emerge from the smoke, pursued by a mob of vampires.
This is Friday night in my hometown. Those guys behind me are actually my neighbors.
Columbia Pictures presents, in association with L-Star Capital, a Matt Tolmach production. Nicholas Braun. One of the mob is knocked to the ground. Mackenzie Davis. Three vampires gorge on the fallen man's blood. Josh Faden. The young couple swerve to avoid an oncoming police car in flames. Joan Cusack, Bob Odenkirk, Keegan-Michael Key, Ed Westwick. The guy, Dag Parker, leads the way into the house and locks the door. They turn to face a pack of zombies coming towards them. Hands smash through the front door and grab the girl, Lorelai, with Vanessa Hudgens and Dennis Leary. Vampires burst through the windows and lay into the zombies. Dag pulls Lorelai clear and fights a zombie as the police car crashes into the house. A crouching girl in a leather jacket, Petra, slowly looks up at the carnage as a nerdy bespectacled boy, Ned Mosley, staggers into the room with blood on his chin. An intense light floods the smashed-up room with only Dag, Ned, and Petra left standing.
So why is everybody so mad? And how did I get stuck with these two freaks? Well, the aliens showed up.
A huge spaceship hovers outside.
Okay, let me back up.
The action rewinds to the beginning and darkness. Produced by Matt Tolmach, PGA. Written by Oren Uziel. Directed by Robbie Pickering. In pink letters, Freaks of Nature. A caption reads, "Yesterday." Outside a secondary school, a female zombie student wearing an electronic collar is scanned by a teacher as she gets off a yellow school bus.
I'm telling you, this thing with Lorelai is about to happen. I can feel it in my bones.
Bones? Yeah, that'd be cool.
You're not even listening. You never listen to me. You're supposed to be my friend.
What? Look, Lorelai doesn't like you like that. If she did, she'd have given it up by now.
I'm saying I think she does. I feel like we're right on the cusp. She's been coming over to my house more and more lately.
That's because she stashes her weed at your house.
How did you know that?
Because her dad's a Christian scientist and because everyone calls you her weed locker.
No. People really call me that?
All the time.
You look like an idiot.
Pretty much.
And what do you say to him? You back me up, right?
No.
Parminder.
What?
That's your job as a friend, is to make me look
Jesus,
good when people... Are you kidding me? Dude, you're a terrible friend.
Okay.
Maybe she has me hold her weed as an excuse to keep coming over. Did you think about that?
No.
That's probably it. Her body language has been super cuspy lately.
Well, if it's been super cuspy, then...
Hey, Lore!
She barely notices him.
Yeah, that cuspiness was... palpable.
Shut up.
Elsewhere, pretty brunette Petra opens her locker, which has a mirror inside the door. She flicks her fringe, puts on pink lipstick, and applies some mascara to long lashes framing big green eyes. She dabs her luscious made-up lips and adjusts her hair.
Boom.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Hold on.
Petra, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's the night.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait.
Your first vamp party.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna love it.
Mm-hmm. So, I heard that vamp parties can be, like kind of rough, is that?
Hey, that's my locker.
Look, if you're too scared, we don't have to do
what?
This.
No, I'm not scared.
That's my special girl.
Ned approaches them.
Hey, if I could just get him out.
Shut the fuck up!
Vampire Milan hisses at Ned, who's whacked to the floor by another vampire.
Oh.
Come on.
We should...
Milan leads Petra away, and another vampire leans down to Ned.
Don't ever get in my way again, pussy.
The black-eyed vampire walks away, and Dag looks on with concern. In the staff room, a bespectacled teacher sits at his laptop. In the room with him is a fat woman and an older man eating a donut. The teacher clicks onto Vinx, a dating website for single vampires, and checks on his profile. 67 messages sent, none received.
Come on.
Ned hovers near the doorway.
Mr. Keller?
Teacher's lounge.
What?
I'm in the teacher's lounge. Teacher's lounge. Teacher's lounge. Teacher's lounge.
Mr. Keller picks up a coffee jug.
For the love of Pete, if you finish a pot of blood, please put another one on. Can we all do that? We can all do that. Look at this.
Mr. Keller, I just had one quick question about my paper. I think there's been an error in the grading.
Oh, let me guess. You think there's been an error in the grading because in your mind you wrote a wonderful essay, yet you still received a failing grade. Is that it?
That's correct. And I'd like you to change it.
Hey, don't you get it, Ned? Right? Not everything in your life is under your control. Sometimes people don't do what you want them to do. Sometimes you vink at them, and they don't vink back.
What's a vink?
It's the cruel world, is my point. Best you learn that now before you get the wrong idea, okay? And the donuts are gone! The donuts are gone! Huh? We couldn't save one donut! Not one donut! No, I don't want your quarter of a donut! I want a full donut! Don't you dare. Don't you fucking dare. Unbelievable! Come on, man, for the love of shit! God damn it!
The fat woman looks up from a magazine.
So you were saying something about deliberately misgrading my paper to teach me a lesson?
Man, I'm so sorry. It's just that most of the kids that go to this school, I mean, I would love to chain all of them to their lockers in a manner that would make sure that they would not escape. And then just roll sticks of dynamite, like old-fashioned dynamite. Just roll it down the hall and blow up the school. And then I'd spare a couple of faculty. Not this motherfucker. I should fucking eat you! But you, you're amazing, Ned. You're possibly the best student I've ever had in the 97 years of teaching at this godforsaken shit stain of a school.
Wow.
And that's the reason that I have to just strangle your dreams and break you as a being.
I don't understand.
This essay is a masterpiece, Ned. It should be framed and put in some museum that's dedicated to great essays. And I can't tell you how much joy it gives me that there's an F there. That F stands for fun. My fun.
Dag to Pominda.
Dude, it's crazy. When she's looking into my eyes, it's like time stops.
She never looks into your eyes. Look, man, you need to just shut the fuck up and do something about it.
Okay, like what?
I don't know. Go caveman on her. Just club her over the head, drag her back to your cave, and just...
You're so violent.
All right, well then next time you see her, just grab her thigh.
Just grab her thigh?
Enjoy your riblet.
This is Lorelai, okay? I'm not just gonna grab her thigh.
Well, you know what? Last weekend, I grabbed Kathy Murch's thigh. She sat on this face, bro. I gave her a nose job.
Okay, number one, I don't even know what that means. Number two, Kathy Murch is a slut.
Man, stop judging people.
Unless you like her.
I kinda do.
You like her?
Here's some gazpacho.
Ned turns to a zombie.
There's no brains here.
Ned turns the zombie away. Dag and Parminda join a table where some guys are ogling a girl.
Look at that. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely hitting that. We're playing you B-Squad bitches today. I'll probably go yard at least twice and chicks dig the long ball. Hell, I'll probably go three times if Coach puts in that bitch Parminder.
I'm sitting right here.
Chaz Jr.'s eyes glaze over. Ned passes a zombie eating a tray. Petra joins some goths.
Hey, Petra. Mm-hmm. Here going to the vamp party tonight. I've always wanted to go to a vamp party.
That's because you're a total vampire, Leonard.
I am not. Can I come with you? We can take my dad's Kia.
Yeah, I would, but I'm actually kind of going with Milan.
Shut up. Milan Panache? That's huge.
Oh my God, look at her face. She's totally gonna fuck him.
Yeah, you better jimmy up.
If you actually knew him, you'd realize Milan's really sweet.
Milan knocks Ned to the floor.
Cocklock me again, and I'll never find your body.
Your brother is such a dickbag.
I know.
Dag looks sorry for Ned. A zombie girl drops to her knees to help Ned. He picks up his tray and goes. Dag looks uncomfortable. Later, he's with Parminda.
First pitch I'm throwing at Chaz, fastball.
Burn it in.
Oh, shit.
What?
Rick's here.
Yeah, he's sponsoring the team this year.
Fuckbag fired my mom, and every time I see this asshole, he brings it up.
Come on, man.
Whatever, he probably won't even recognize me.
Here you go, son. The Malfasta Corporation welcomes you to the Wolves. Congratulations. Hey! I know you.
you're Peg Parker's boy, Bug Bag Tag?
Name's Dag.
Dog, yes, Dag. Right. Your mom was such a spark plug, yeah, Peg Parker. What's she up to nowadays?
Oh, she's good. She's just, you know, around the house.
Oh, how long has she been unemployed?
Since she left the factory.
And why did she leave the factory again? Let me, wait. I think I have the answer. Because I fired her.
Yeah, you fired her.
She shouldn't have tried to unionize my zombies.
Yeah, can I get a uniform? Can I get a fucking
Parker!
Uniform?
That was uncalled for. Come here, son. I want to talk to you. Come here. Listen. I understand. You know, I remember what it was like to be in high school. It's tough. Especially for a big, tall, freaky motherfucker like you.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I like my body.
All right. Let me help you out. Word of advice. Stop concentrating on the negative, right? Look at the bright side. You get to spend more time with your mom. And I have a new secretary who I have sex with. With my penis.
Lots of people have sex with their penises.
Later, Rick addresses the squad.
Seeing as how I paid for this field, Coach Pulsifer asked me to come down here today and say a few words, so here I am. I want you to look into the eyes of the boy sitting next to you. Go ahead, do it. And repeat after me. You are not my teammate.
You are not my teammate.
You are not my friend.
You are not my friend.
You are my enemy and must be destroyed.
You're my enemy and must be destroyed.
Chill, dude.
Winners and losers, boys. That's what makes America great. Look at me. When I first came to Dilford, the meat plant was underperforming, and I drove an 04 Ford Taurus. But now, the Riblet is the crown jewel of the Malfasta Corporation, and I drive a red Porsche Boxster. How? I fired the dead weight and brought in cheap zombie labor. Why? Because I came here to win. Out of the 25 boys seated here today, 23 of you will go on to lead completely inconsequential lives. For the other two boys, it'll be a different journey. One of them will just drop dead for no reason. Poof, nobody knows why. Heart attack, aneurysm, stabbed in the heart in a mall parking lot. Bang, gone. But the other boy, whoever that chosen boy is, he will be a shining fucking star like me.
This guy, he's so amazing.
Chaz Jr. looks smitten.
Wow, Parker's got a rocket for an arm, huh?
Yeah, best I've ever seen. Too bad he's shit under pressure.
It's on. Wavy-haired brunette Lorelei pouts invitingly as Chaz Jr. steps up to the plate, kicking dirt at catcher Parminder.
Come on, man. Damn it. Dick.
Pay attention, Lore. I'm about to teach this bitch a lesson.
Teach him gently, baby. That boy's my neighbor.
Okay, nice boy. Bring the cheese home. It better be Swiss, because I'm holy, baby. I'm holy, baby.
Pitcher Dag looks nervous as Chaz Jr. psychs himself up. Crouched at backstop, Parminder nods at Dag. Chaz Jr. mouths insults, and Dag takes in sultry Lorelei's sexy smile. Pitcher and batter stare at each other intensely. Dag rears up to unleash the ball. The ball hits Chaz Jr. on the head.
Oh my god! Say something! Dag, what did you do? Oh gosh. Okay, we need to get him ice. Dag! Okay.
Rick, I'm still number one!
At the vampire party, the vampires are gathered around a bonfire in a trailer park, chatting and drinking blood that's on tap like beer. In a dimly lit trailer, Milan and Petra are making out on the bed.
Should we go back to the party?
Green right here.
Yeah.
He starts undoing her blouse.
Wait. Is it gonna hurt?
A little, at first. Then ecstasy.
Yeah.
She smiles nervously, and he kisses her, then goes for her neck.
What are you doing?
What do you mean? What am I doing?
You said you wanted to go all the way with me. I thought you meant sex, not that.
He looks at her in disbelief.
Are you kidding me?
He turns his back on her.
I thought you were cool, Petra.
why don't you want to be with me my way?
I already went down that road with Lorelai.
You slept with Lorelai?
Don't you get it? Lorelai had me for 17 minutes. I'm offering you forever.
Do you really mean that?
Do you have any idea how long I've waited for a girl like you?
He turns to her.
Centuries.
Flickering flames light up the room. She kisses him passionately. At the Mosley's suburban home, Ned glowers across the dinner table at his brother Chaz Jr., who's wearing a bulky brace to support his neck and head. Crop-haired Chaz Sr. shakes his head as he looks at his injured son.
Honey, you're staring again.
The doctor said it would be off in a year, two tops.
2 years. If you were a dog, I would put you down. Out of love and kindness. A mercy kill. Do you not get it? You got nothing to live for. This is what you had. His life is over. He's not a creature of the mind. He's physical. We're done. We're done, God, you hear me?
We're done.
I know you're probably thinking about killing yourself. I don't blame you, but don't do it because you might get better. If you don't get better, go for it.
Maybe excuse, Mom.
Honey, I know that you're upset about Chaz Jr., but it's important that we stay together as a family right now.
I didn't say I was upset about Chaz. Mr. Keller gave me an F on my paper today.
Whoa, nerd boy's getting Fs and hanging out with zombies.
Zombies?
I wasn't hanging with zombies. She was just helping me with my gazpacho.
Why can't you just eat a riblet like everyone else?
For the millionth time, I'm allergic. So do you have any idea what's in a riblet?
Tiny ribs.
Hormones, stimulants, tetrafluoroxapan. It's a chemical compound, otherwise known as TXP.
Okay, Mr. Wizard, enlighten us. What's so bad about TXP?
Leading cause of liver failure.
Who cares?
Prenatal scoliosis.
So what?
Diabetes.
Doesn't matter.
Pain in the ankles.
No, that'd be hard for sports and whatnot, yeah.
Also, puff tongue.
Puff tongue?
Yeah, puff tongue.
Puff tongue?
Puff tongue.
Oh, how terrible. Just think of all those little kids with puffy tongues.
If this TXP stuff was really so unhealthy, they wouldn't put it in our riblets, now would they?
It's what Saturn is made of. You know Saturn?
I know Saturn, a classy economy car.
I'm so sorry about the F, honey. You'll get him next time.
There's no next time. You know what an F does to my transcript?
No.
And kiss my scholarship goodbye.
You can kiss college goodbye.
What?
I'm sorry, but let's cut the shit, people. We're in deep trouble here. Do you have any idea how much this crapola costs?
Doesn't insurance cover that?
Insurance is for suckers, Ned. From now on, when you're not in school, I'm gonna need you down at the car lot.
Dad, Dickbag gets to sell Hyundais and I don't?
Oh, I think that's a fantastic idea.
I'm going to my room.
This one.
Bespectacled Mrs. Mosley glares at her husband.
Why do you think he left the room? Because he doesn't want to talk. You got a minute?
Chaz Sr. pulls up a chair in Ned and Junior's room. Mrs. Mosley sits on a bed.
Ned, listen, I know that at times it seems like it's awkward between you and I. But I'm excited that the two of us are going to get to spend more time together.
You don't mean that?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I do. I really do.
I mean, if you want, you can start coming to competitions. There's Mathletes on Saturday, and there's Odyssey of the Mind, and there's Father-Son NASA, which I think that you would
no,
really
no,
like.
No. You're overthinking this. You overthink everything.
Maybe just the Father-Son NASA.
Now, look, right now, I need you down at the lot. With the extra hours, if we're lucky, maybe Junior's dream of making the pros still has a chance.
What about my dreams?
Chaz Sr. turns quizzically to his wife.
What dreams?
Well, for starters, I want to be an engineer someday.
Son, how many times do we have to go over this? No one rides trains anymore. You got to stop living in the clouds and get real. If it's not the lot, you can work at the riblet plant, be a meat bleacher like your mom.
I did 10 years on the ammonia hose, and I regret nothing.
I don't want to work the ammonia hose or be a stupid friggin' Hyundai salesman.
Whoa! Slow your roll, Tiger. Leave the Hyundai Corporation out of it.
Stop telling me to slow my roll. Chaz Jr. didn't have to slow his roll. How come I know around here who has to slow his roll?
Listen, I understand. We're all upset about Chaz Jr.
Fuck Chaz Jr.
Fuck Chaz Jr.
Yeah, fuck Chaz Jr.
Nobody fucks Chaz Jr.
No,
here's Chaz Jr.
No,
don't go. Chaz! Don't put your finger at us. Point at your old friend, Dad. He's the one who threw that pitch. He's the one who ruined our lives.
As Ned hurtles off into the night, his redneck dad turns to look at his wife standing at the front door. With a disapproving glare, she storms off inside. Lorelai's rolling a spliff in Dag's bedroom.
I just love your waterbed.
it's the best.
No, I'm surprised you're still around.
What do you mean?
I mean, that stunt you pulled today on the baseball field. We were all set to win state, and, you know, Chaz Jr. was gonna get scouted.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
I don't know, I guess I wanted to, like, impress you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so sweet. Why would you want to impress me?
What?
I said, why? What do you want? To impress me?
Lorelai, I think I might be in love with you.
Dang, you are the weirdest, funniest boy I know. I don't know what I'd do without you.
He grabs her thigh.
Sweetheart, you know I'm saving myself.
Be right there! Are you leaving?
Yeah, all this talking about sex is making me really hungry, so.
Yeah, me too.
I'm gonna go to Burger King.
Yeah, Whopper sounds good.
Right?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll smell you later.
Okay. Yep!
Shooter, a middle-aged guy with shaggy blonde hair and a drooping moustache, comes in wearing an unbuttoned shirt over white underpants. He notices the weed. Shooter folds his arms awkwardly. Later, fully clothed, he's sitting beside wife Peg, who has a long black plait and a soppy smile.
Dag, your mother and I don't want to encourage pot smoking, but we want you to know that we completely understand it.
It's actually not my weed.
Very good.
Okay, well, Dag.
We get it.
That's what we're saying. Lorelai's, and if it wasn't, well, whatever.
Okay, thank you for being so understanding, but in this case, you're not understanding correctly.
Okay, your mother and I understand what you're saying. It's hard to express how much we understand on a daily basis.
Really? Like, even 15 minutes ago, we totally understood.
Got it.
Really? I didn't know that you understood that much.
Twice a day, at least.
Well, whatever.
We're on an understanding plane. Look at that.
It's like an ice skating
rink. Look at that. It's like I'm getting trails.
Wow.
Mom, is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No.
Oh, we wanted to talk to you about some of the changes that happen to your body as you get older.
Don't do that.
The thing is, the men of the Parker clan, we change relatively slowly. But, now don't be frightened. When the change comes, it is
enormous.
No.
A lot of girls will be frightened. In fact, it took me a while to get used to it. But it's big.
It's a big change.
Wow. And it's...
Boom, there it is.
No, I can't. Dude, I can't talk right now with you. I'm sorry. You know, everything's in order, so...
That's fine. Just later, alligator.
Okay.
Well, we'll just leave you to your marijuana, okay?
I'm about to get so high.
Oh, my little frowny clowny.
Peg touches his face.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep.
I love you.
You are.
All right.
In a rundown part of town, zombies are shuffling around. A sign on a broken graffitied wall reads, "Risk of death beyond this point. Designated collar-free zombie area." Lank-haired Ned sits hunched and red-eyed on the broken wall, watching the zombies quietly milling around. The zombie girl from the canteen staggers up to him.
That's your boy.
Oh, hey. You remember me?
Sure. Lunch.
Yeah, it was real cool of you to help me out today. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Is that your family over there?
Yeah. Dad, Mom, some guy called Steve.
It seems like you guys all get along.
They're good. They share brains.
Her family are eating from tins labeled brains.
What's it like being a zombie? Do you get sad?
Basically, I eat brains. They taste yummy.
That must be nice.
Think fast, you zombie fuck!
A guy in a passing car throws a drink at the girl, Jenna.
So that didn't even bother you?
What?
That asshole just hit you with a slushie.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
You don't feel anything, do you?
Ned takes off a sock and shoe.
Okay. Go ahead.
take a bite.
What? Brains, not foot.
Well, there's a brain in the foot.
Brain in foot?
Yeah, I put them in there for you.
Foot brain for me?
Bite it before I can feel them, they're gonna leave.
Foot brain?
Just bite the brain foot, okay?
Brain foot.
Hurry.
As Jenna sinks her teeth into Ned's foot, Petra tears into a piece of candy as she lies on her bedroom floor, surrounded by books and sketches. With a sudden anxious look, she picks up her mobile, and the display tells her that the call log is empty. She rolls over and crawls over to a dressing table, pulling herself up into a chair. She sweeps her long hair off her neck and looks in the mirror at the puncture marks and bruise from Milan's bite. She winces and retches, diving away from the mirror. She sits back in the chair and she gasps as she sees that she no longer has a reflection. Her eyes fill with tears and she wipes them away with the back of her hand. Later, she's at a supermarket checkout, self-consciously buying a bag of blood. The cashier gives her a disapproving
Petra,
look.
Petra, is that you?
Hey, Kathy, how are you? I don't need that magazine, that's fine, thanks. I think I'm gonna see you.
Petra drops her shopping and Kathy notices the bag of blood.
Whoa, never pegged you for a vamp, Petra.
I'm not.
Petra hurries out. On the baseball pitch at night, Dag hurls a ball at a target and misses. Ned is all smiles as he sits down to eat with Jenna and her zombie family, who drop brains all over the table. Dag throws balls with increased frustration as images of alluring Lorelai invade his mind. Petra makes a call.
Hey, it's Milan. Leave me a message.
She hurls the phone and covers her face with her hand. Ned takes a chunk of brain from a tin. In frustration, Dag hits a spotlight that explodes in a shower of sparks. A wind whips up around Petra. Ned tips back his head to drop a chunk of brain in his mouth. He writhes open-mouthed as an intense shaft of light hits him. And at the baseball field, Dag looks up at a shaft of light. Petra gazes up open-mouthed as she is swamped by a bright light. A huge flying saucer studded with lights and spotlights streaming from it sweeps over the town. The Dilford Gazette headline reads, Aliens, arrival stirs up old tensions, will vampires keep the peace? The Dead Times headline, UFO descends on Dilford, did the humans invite the aliens here to kill us? And the Zombie Telegraph asks simply, brains? Rick convenes a meeting in a sports center.
All right, everybody, if you give me a couple seconds, I will explain everything I know.
Who put you in charge?
I'm sorry, do you own a riblet plant? No. Is that your sexy Porsche Boxster parked outside? No. Sit down and shut the fuck up.
The young woman does so.
All we know so far is that the spacecraft arrived around 8 p.m. on Thursday.
What do they want?
We don't know because we haven't made contact yet.
So why did they come?
That's just the rephrasing of the question you just asked.
When?
Look, okay. People. Am I just high, or is everyone here suddenly retarded?
Can it be both?
I'm gonna go smoke up in your car.
Anybody else?
Wait, really?
You know, I have a goddamn question. If the vampires haven't made contact, why aren't there any here?
At the government blood bank, Mr. Keller.
But seriously, does anyone in this room doubt the possibility that the humans brought the aliens here to eliminate us? Nobody doubts that, right? They've been wanting to get rid of us for years, and now they found the way.
How many of you out there have had your wife or your girlfriend cheat on you with one of these cold-blooded ecstasy machines? Raise your hand. Don't be ashamed. Raise your hand. Okay, I see about 50 liars out there.
They write books about us. They make movies about us. They dress up like us at Halloween. They're all vampires. Just Vampire wannabes!
They could do without this planet, goddammit! They don't need to breathe the air or drink the water! We're the ones that need to defend this planet!
I bet that they are putting garlic in our blood, and you doubt that they're working with the aliens? We're gonna go and make a preemptive strike right now! Are you with me? Are you with me?
We need to preempt their preemptive strike with a preemptive strike!
I thought this meeting was supposed to be about the aliens.
Aren't you listening, you idiot? It's all about the aliens.
Rick looks worried as the audience surge to their feet. In bright sunlight, the zombies are gathered round a priest below a sign which reads, Jesus Saves. The dusty, blood-stained, glassy-eyed zombies sway on their feet like drunks. Ned leans in to Jenna.
Why is he saying?
About what?
About the aliens. Hey, excuse me. Did you call this meeting for a reason?
Brain rations no come today.
Do you think that maybe it has something to do with the aliens?
Aliens?
Guys, brain rations didn't come because nobody gives a shit about you.
Yeah.
Aren't you tired of being dismissed? Just dismissed? Aren't you tired of being treated like nothing? Yeah? Well, why don't we do something about it, huh? Yeah!
Ned opens a set of unlocked gates with a sign on them which reads, Warning, zombie installation ahead.
Unbelievable. No wonder you guys are locked up.
Mob armed with sticks and clubs and some padded out with sports equipment march purposefully along a street with Chaz Sr. leading in a vest and headband. The vampires and zombies converge on the dark street. Chaz Sr. leads the charge.
Run, fucking fire!
The human, zombie and vampire mobs rip into each other. The vampire that bullied Ned scrambles around on the floor and looks up to see Ned bearing down on him for a bite to eat. Chaz Jr. goes head-to-head with Mr. Keller and beats him off. Ned runs a bloody hand across his face as he spots his brother being dragged away by zombies led by the priest. Dag clambers into his car to find Lorelai smoking a spliff, legs akimbo.
It's cracking.
Only the end of the freaking world.
That's cool.
I'm not kidding, the entire town is murdering each other.
Well, in that case, I guess there's just one thing to do.
God!
She parts her legs.
Damn, that's a close shave.
I mean, I wouldn't want you to die a virgin.
Sex. We'll go to my house to have sex. Let's go.
Petra meets Milan, who's with a girl.
Milan!
Just give us a second, babe.
Okay, we'll be by the car.
What? Hey! I think there's something wrong with your phone. I've been trying you all night.
Yeah, Petra, look.
I mean, how messed up is this alien thing? I'm, like, freaking out.
Truth is, Petra, I'm just not that into you.
You're just not that into me? My soul is undead for all of eternity, and you're not that fucking into me?
Chill, or I'll rip your face off.
Just tell me why. Why did you sleep with Lorelai but bite me?
Lorelai's a nasty freak with the body of a porn star. I'm having sex with that.
You said I was beautiful, right?
I see veins like that, I see a lot of things. It's that pale skin, Pete. You're like a walking pop machine.
He walks off smirking.
Come on.
She lunges at him, and he swats her like a fly, sending her crashing into the windscreen of a parked car.
See, baby? Being a vampire ain't all bad.
Such a dick.
With her face bleeding, she slumps on the bonnet, triggering the alarm.
For fuck's sake!
No! Ah! Oh, no way!
From From his bedroom window, Dag sees two people racing past in flames.
So, are we gonna do this? Or what?
What?
Oh, dear God.
Dag looks terrified as she poutingly slips off her blouse.
Okay. Yeah. We gotta be quick.
It's probably not gonna be an issue.
Two brawlers crash into the room in mid-fight. A fountain of blood sends the wannabe lovers heading to the window to escape. They tumble off the roof and into a bush. Dag gets to his feet.
Lorelai, come on! Come on!
Jeez, man, where's the fire?
Holy shit!
A vampire girl leaps from the house and grabs Lorelai, and Dag's tackled to the ground by two vampire guys. Chaz Sr. leaps in like a ninja and stakes the vampire.
Bring it, bloodsuckers! Fuck you! Fuck you too!
Chaz Sr. stakes one of the vampire guys, who vanishes in an explosion of blood. Then he snaps the neck of the other one, who falls onto a stake, showering blood over the three humans.
Holy fuck, Mr. Mosley. That was awesome.
Awesome? Hell, I've been training for this since you were in Huggies. Bowflex, Solarflex, Co-Ed Capoeira. It's all paying off. Now come with me, if you want to live.
Chaz Sr. is jumped by zombies.
Oh, God! The zombies are eating me!
Stop!
The zombies
are eating me! No, stop eating him!
I'm a zombie all-you-can-eat buffet!
God, I'm gonna be sick.
Why won't I pass out? God, please let me die. He just put some intestines back and took different intestines! What the fuck does it matter?
Why are we still watching?
I don't know.
They ripped off my arm! That was my bowling arm! They're eating my bowling arm! I'm dying. This is it.
Humans, over there! Let's get them!
Run!
Fuck! I came back to fucking life!
Porn star, but you're really all pale and veiny. Fucking pale and veiny. Fucking prick, you stupid slut, Lorelai! Motherfucker.
A body lands at Petra's feet. She spots Dag and Lorelai tearing past and bares her pointed teeth and snarls as she recognizes Lorelai. Petra rugby tackles one of the chasing pack and feasts on him with two others. Dag and Lorelai dodge out of the way of a flaming police car and seek sanctuary in a large detached house, hurriedly locking the door behind them.
Good boy.
Ned and his fellow zombies are lurking in the shadows.
Brains.
As the zombies stagger towards Dag and Lorelai, hands smash through the door and grab Lorelai. Vampires pour through the window and attack the zombies, the vibrations from the fighting making a shelf of cheesy figurines shake. A little boy vampire goes head to head with a little girl zombie as Dag and Lorelai tear up the stairs, beating a zombie out of the way. Petra comes in and spots terrified Lorelai. Petra's eyes roll into the back of her head and turn black, and she launches herself into the air towards Lorelai. Dag looks on in horror as Petra pounces on Lorelai's back like a lion on its prey. Dag loses his grip on Lorelai's hand, and Petra sinks her fangs into Lorelai's neck. Her body goes limp, and Petra, with her mouth oozing blood, tosses the dead body aside like a rag doll.
No.
Dag grapples with Petra on the stairs, and they crash through the banisters onto the floor. Petra gets to her feet. Dag trips her up and she falls, bashing her head on the piano. A snarling vampire leaps from the stairs onto Dag, but he stakes him with a broken banister post and is covered with an explosion of blood. Dag is about to stake Petra, but Ned tackles him to the floor. Dag looks back at Petra in confusion as she leers at him. The zombie throws Dag against the wall, dislodging a fish trophy that he uses to stake a vampire. Ned bites the finger off a bald vampire who's throttling him, and as the vampire yells at the blood spurting from his hand, Ned spits the thumb into the vampire's mouth, making him choke. The bald vampire knocks over Dag and Petra as he falls to the floor, spitting out the thumb. A police car crashes into the house, skidding across the floor, taking out the bald vampire. Petra slowly gets up, surveying the carnage as Ned staggers in.
Brains!
Bring it, fuckers!
Really? Bring it, fuckers? That's the line you're going with?
Yeah!
Shut up!
Human, vampire, and zombie break off from their standoff as a bright light fills the room. They're drawn to the remains of the doorway to a huge flying saucer outside with its dazzling white spotlight sweeping the ground below. Terrified townsfolk race along suburban streets swept with spotlights. Some are grabbed by giant snaking tentacles. Two-legged insect-like aliens send a pulse of bright light through victims caught in their tentacles, making them disappear.
Holy
fucking...
brains.
A tsunami of smoke clouds thunders towards them.
I'm getting the hell out of here!
Dag tries to open a trap door in the carpet.
Mrs. Miller! Are you in there?
How did you know this was here?
This is my piano teacher. Mrs. Miller, please open up! They're coming!
Hey, this is Stuart Miller, her son! And I know they're coming! I've been predicting a vampire attack for 10 years!
Stuart! Hey, it's Dag! It's not the vampires!
It is the aliens! Open up the goddamn door, yeah. Stuart!
It's aliens? Okay, listen. Has anyone tried, singing to them or playing, a song? And then maybe they play a song back?
They don't seem open to any kind of music or anything like that.
Okay, has anyone stayed around long enough to, see a bowel movement? Maybe we get processed through their body, and then they crap us out as higher beings. It'd be disgusting to us, but for them, that could just be a cultural norm.
Open up the goddamn door, Stuart!
Wait a minute. How do I know that you're Dag and not an alien wearing Dag skin as some kind of meat suit?
My mom's name is Peg. I have dark hair. I really like miso soup.
Meat, map, marp. I'm an alien. That's what I'm hearing right now.
I'm speaking English.
Listen, hey, pop quiz. What was the memorable thing that happened during your sixth grade piano recital when you were halfway through Eric Satie's Gymnopedge number 3?
All right, I shit my pants, and you said you never seen a boy shit so much.
The Dilford shitter. It's him.
Oh, come on.
Go.
Thank you for believing me.
Come here.
It's great to see you.
Okay. Whoa.
No. Everything's good. It's all good.
I'm Petra.
No. If I'm going to have a succubus and a shambler in my command bunker, we're going to set a couple of ground rules, okay? I'm alpha dog. Nana's alpha female. You're number 3, then the girl, then the retard.
Great. Good order.
Okay. I feel very uncomfortable saying this, but we may have to breed.
Bespectacled Stuart smiles weakly at Petra.
Is he looking at me?
Son, did you lock the trap door?
On it,
let's go! Assholes and elbows! Code blue, Nana. Code blue, Nana.
Petra and Ned advance on Stuart and his elderly mother as Dag scrambles up steps to secure the hatch.
Hey, Mrs. Miller! After all this is done, I'd love to start taking lessons again. What the shit?! No!
Petra and Ned feed on the Millers.
Sorry?
You ate the Millers!
Yeah, I know, they were just standing there, and we were like, should we?
Dang, don't be ridiculous.
I'm being ridiculous. You're being ridiculous. You killed my piano teacher. That was then. This is 2 minutes from then.
You killed Lorelai, too.
Well, guess what? We're all you've got now. It's just you and me and him. If one of us dies, we all die.
He's still eating my piano teacher.
Oh, shit. Ned, drop it. Drop it.
She makes Ned drop a piece of flesh. Standing in front of the US flag, wide-eyed and blood-stained, Dag looks about him in horror.
This is so fucked.
The noises from outside seep through a vent in the dingy cellar. Later, as daylight streams through a cellar window, Ned is sleeping open-mouthed and Dag is hunched on an exercise bike.
Jesus. What do you think they're doing up there?
Dag glances at her blankly.
That's okay, I can talk. Do you remember the last time we were in a basement together? It was sixth grade, Greg Scheffler's party, remember? We played 7 minutes in heaven, you told everyone you touched my boobs.
I don't think that happened per se. Probably did touch them.
No, you didn't. You just walked around calling yourself the titty whisperer.
I don't call boobs titties.
Of course. So where did they get it into their mind that you had whispered to any boobs or any titties?
Because we had to whisper downstairs and everybody assumed there would be titties because you are the girl and I'm the guy and usually the girl takes her titties out and the guy usually touches them. That's how it goes.
Do you know what everybody called me?
What?
They called me a slut. You remember that? Hello?
Okay,
I'm sorry. Do you remember that or not?
Petra, I'm sorry. It was sixth grade. I didn't know what I was doing, and I'm sorry.
Petra lowers her eyes tearfully.
It's fine. I probably didn't have any titties to whisper to anyway.
Nobody did. It was dark in that laundry room, but I remember something.
So who are you these days?
I don't know. How do you even answer a question like that?
Are you a jock?
Hardly.
Well, all I know about you is that you grew like 6 inches 1 month.
Yeah, that hurt my knees.
Are you a stoner?
Not really, that was Lorelai's thing.
Right. It must have been so tough for her to get through the day with her mermaid hair and her gumdrop ass.
Lay off her. You killed her. Isn't that enough?
You really cared about Lorelai?
Yeah, I did, actually.
So why did you hesitate?
Hesitate?
On the stairs, when I grabbed her, you hesitated.
I didn't hesitate. You're thinking about the moment when I have to process the whole
thing. Look, all I'm saying is that when you really care about somebody, you don't hesitate or process. You just jump right in.
Oh, just jump right in? I guess that's how you made the genius decision to become a vampire.
I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, you don't want to talk about that? Well, I guess we were having a pretty good conversation. We were really getting it going, and then you just don't want to talk about it? Okay. All right, well, then I'm just going to talk to the Millers then. Are you guys doing okay? Can I get you maybe a milkshake or a bowl of cereal?
Petra laughs as Dag talks to the Millers' wrapped up corpses in a corner. Later, she flips through the dial on the radio as Dag amuses himself shining a torchlight around, making Ned chase the spot of light like a dumb animal.
Are you seeing this?
You're the worst.
What? No.
Oh, I love this song.
I hate this song. Please.
You hate this song?
Turn this off.
Who hates this song? Look, even Ned loves this song.
No. This song makes me think of my parents when they go into their bedroom to smoke weed and probably have sex.
Your parents smoke weed? Wow, that's really cool.
It's not cool. You probably only think it's cool because your parents don't.
Yeah, but my parents are dead, so they can't. Oh, don't sweat it. It happened like a million years ago.
Parents.
Did he just say parents?
Yeah, it's the brains. If he doesn't eat them, he gets smarter. I took bio of the undead last year.
Stupid.
What? Yeah.
No, it's, his parents are kind of a sore subject.
I didn't know you guys were friends.
Oh, I get it. Like, you used to be friends, right? What happened?
We just drifted apart.
Mm-hmm. You got cool and decided to ditch him.
It's not what happened. I wouldn't do that.
Well, at least you lucked out in the parents department.
I didn't luck out. My parents are insane. They're like perfect parents. My dad's a child psychologist. My mom's just a parent, doesn't do anything but care about her son. We do guitar duets, and they want me to sing along to them. We like make our own ice cream every Sunday. We have to have family yoga on Saturdays.
For your health.
A lot of families do that.
Yeah.
That's super normal.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Ooh. Oh, it's a joke?
No, you were just listing beautiful things.
You know something? My parents probably dead now, too.
Petra turns her gaze from Dag to the floor.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm losing my mind in here a little bit. Like, been in here way too long.
I know.
Can I ask you a personal question? How long can you go without blood?
No idea. But hey, while we're being honest with each other, I should probably tell you, I keep wondering why it is I don't just drink you.
Because I'll spear you in the tits.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'll eat your brains.
Brains?
Chill out. No. All right, look, we gotta go to my parents' house. And I wanna see if they're alive.
I can't go anywhere until I eat.
Then we'll go to the high school. It's on the way, we'll get food, we'll get blood there, and then we'll go to my house.
Okay, fine, great. So we do that and your parents are alive. Then what? There's still an alien apocalypse going on.
Ned, look, if we starve him of brains, he'll get smarter. Yeah. So we stay alive long enough for him to figure out how to get rid of these aliens and save everybody's lives. That's a plan, right?
I mean, it's plan-ish.
Dag opens the trapdoor in the lounge floor and peers out.
What do you see? Nothing. I think we're clear.
The shadow of an alien falls across the room and Dag drops back into the cellar.
Oh, you see?
No, no, no. It's one of them.
Okay, did you see him?
Yeah. Okay, no.
Go. No, fuck, it's locked.
Just use your vampire strength.
Are you 12? It's a vampire today.
They break through some storm doors, but the daylight burns Petra.
What? Oh, shit. I'm a vampire.
Dag covers her with his clothes.
Hurry up!
Ned spots aliens approaching.
Aliens.
Dag stripped off to cover up Petra.
Okay. Don't you wear underwear?
Shut up, it bunches.
Aliens!
Whatever happens, we meet back at the high school.
Okay?
Dag!
They make a run for it, but Dag runs into a washing line and is knocked on his back. As he cowers naked, looking out into the mist, an alien lumbers up behind him. Storm clouds roll across the sky. Petra kicks in a door and helps Ned into the deserted school.
Dag? Dag? Shit, you should have been here by now. Are you okay?
I think I'm having withdrawals.
Withdrawals from brains? Ugh, that's messed up. Oh, shit. Here. You scared the shit out of us.
Nice to see you, too.
She stares at his groin.
Can I have my clothes back before an alien spikes my asshole?
Yeah.
She finds vampire sunblock in her locker.
Ugh, wish I would have had this earlier. So? What happened? I thought maybe the aliens got you.
No, it was weird. They were all around me, but they just kept passing me by. Like they couldn't see me.
He notices that she doesn't have a reflection in her locker mirror. Vamp slut is scrawled on her locker door. A look passes between them.
They couldn't see you because you were naked, dumbass.
What?
Slowly, Ned turns to them.
It's highly likely their vision can only detect inorganic matter. That's my theory, anyway.
Oh, no.
We need to eat.
They sit at a canteen table.
Yeah, give me some brains.
Yo, what happened to you, Ned? I mean, how does the smartest kid in school get bitten by a zombie?
It's pretty easy, actually.
You got bitten on purpose? Why would you do that?
You know, I used to worry about it. Thing, you know, getting straight A's, my dad. Now I just slow my roll, you know.
You just like threw it all away to space out? That's weak.
It's funny. We haven't talked in years. Suddenly he gives a shit that I'm a zombie.
What was I supposed to do? Spend all of high school with you playing Minecraft and hacking the school servers?
As I recall, you thought hacking was pretty cool.
Yeah, Minecraft, friggin' DOS attacks were cool.
Yeah, so cool.
In seventh grade.
We're hackers, Ned.
But I'm not gonna spend all of high school getting my ass kicked in Loserville, all right? Where are you going? Come on, don't be an asshole.
You're an asshole.
I'm an asshole.
Yep.
Ned gives him the finger as he lurches and falls.
Asshole.
Later, in a boiler room.
Dag, are you in here? Hello? Hey. What are you doing in the old boiler?
Nothing.
With a grin, Petra leaps into the cavernous boiler tank.
No, wait! Oh. Great. Now we're both stuck in here.
Oh.
Cool. Is this funny to you?
Yeah, a little. I was coming in here to thank you, you know, for saving my life back at the Millers.
Well, you're welcome.
And I'm sorry for killing Lorelai.
Thank you? I mean, what am I supposed to say to that?
I don't know, Dag. I'm trying my best here, okay?
Okay.
Hey, maybe you could admit that Lorelai was sort of a raging bitch.
Yeah, I mean, she was a little bit of a bitch, but I really liked her. I did.
Fuck.
You know, while you were busy really liking her, she was busy really fucking my boyfriend.
She was a virgin.
Wow. Yeah, that's perfect. So Lorelai screws Milan and ends up the coveted virgin, but I get bitten and I'm a slut for life.
That's not what I meant. I'm sorry.
That's why I bit her, okay? I saw her and I just snapped. I know I shouldn't have done it, but I did and I'm sorry.
Okay.
I can't believe that I'm that girl for eternity.
No, you're not.
He puts an arm around her and she lays her head on his chest.
You're not.
Yeah.
She looks up into his eyes.
Just talking to you. Reminds me of Craig Scheffler's laundry room.
So, the only question is, are you gonna chicken out?
They kiss passionately. She lies down on her back and pulls him on top of her. Elsewhere, Ned is staggering around alone.
Okay.
Petra rolls on top of Dag.
Wait. I've never done this before.
You mean Teddy Whispers of Fortune? So am I. Don't say really.
I was gonna say really.
Wait. What's happening?
I did it.
Oh, wait. I get you that excited?
Yes.
Come here.
She pulls him into a sitting position and kisses him, writhing on his lap.
Are we continuing?
I am.
Do you want me to do anything?
No, just sit up.
In an empty, derelict corridor, Ned listens to the sounds of them making out. Then he lurches off in another direction. In the heat of passion, Petra nibbles at Dag's neck.
Ow!
What?
Did you get me?
No, I don't think I did.
No, it's okay.
No.
I was scared I might have gotten.
No, I would never do that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, this was a mistake.
Petra, I'm fine.
You are a coward.
Look, I'm fine.
No.
I'm fine. Petra! Wait! You could jump out this whole time? You could jump out this whole time? I'm such a dick.
I totally agree.
Ned?
Yeah, wow, first guess. Very impressive.
How much of that do you hear?
Just enough to know you're still a virgin. Have fun being a virgin.
Fuck off!
Do you need me to get you some clean underwear while I'm fucking off?
In a dingy science lab, Petra's staring tearfully out of a window. Alien spotlights sweep across the room, making her duck.
Petra! Hey! Listen, can we please talk?
Don't touch me!
Please.
Look.
Yeah, that's what I came to tell you guys. Seems like they're searching for something. We have to leave town.
No, we're going to my parents' house first.
Wait. The aliens can't find us if they can't see us. Right?
Ned nods.
What?
Later, they wander stark naked along a street littered with debris and small fires. Dag is cupping his hands over his privates. Petra has her arms crossed over her breasts. Ned's arms are swinging freely by his sides like an ape.
FYI, my dick is bigger than yours.
God, Ned. You're such a dick. You said we weren't gonna look.
I lied.
Oh.
Oh, great. Okay, let's go.
Let's go. Come on. Ned, come on!
You guys, hurry!
Come on! Go, Petra!
They scurry along the street as the rain lashes down, Dag shivving Ned along. Dag leads the way into his house.
Ah! Dad! Mom! Dad! Mom! Ah! It's Dag! Are you guys here? Mom! Come out! Please come out!
Petra shoots a worried look at Ned. Later, they sit fully clothed and looking glum on the stairs.
Do you hear that?
Where?
The basement. Wait.
Dad!
Guys.
Dilford for Dick. But it appears the alien force field, in addition to blocking the town off from all...
They're not.
Petra recoils in horror as an alien lumbers out of the shadows behind Ned. The ceiling light blows, plunging them into darkness. A flicker of light reveals Ned in the grip of a tentacle. Dag desperately tries to hold on to Ned as the alien gathers him in. Dag grabs hold of a wooden pillar, which breaks, sending debris tumbling down on the alien, forcing it to release its grip on Ned. Ned pushes Dag clear and is grabbed by the alien. Light pulses through him as if he's being electrocuted. Ned disappears in a flash of light, leaving his broken spectacles behind and Petra hacking at an alien carcass.
He's gone.
Later, Dag and Petra are sitting cross-legged side by side in Dag's house. With Ned's broken spectacles beside her, Petra crushes a sandy, rocky substance into dust with a baseball as Dag looks at a photo of him and Ned as little kids in a baseball team.
He tried to save me. That's why he's dead. I don't even have the guts to talk to him at school or help him out when some asshole trips him.
Hey, come on. That's not your fault. That's high school.
No. You were right. We didn't just drift apart. I ditched him. His dad used to force Ned to be on the team. Back when he was trying to mold him into a new Chaz Jr. And so Ned finds himself out there. Deep left. Last inning. Last game. And I'm on the mound and I serve up this meatball. And the kid hits the snot out of it. It's like this thing has eyes for where Ned's standing. And right at the moment of truth, it's about to hit Ned's glove. And boom, Chaz Jr. just obliterates him and grabs the ball like it's nothing. Game over, mostly auto wins. Everybody mobs Chaz Jr. And I remember looking out into the outfield grass and Ned's still there, just looking for his glasses. That's the thing, he never got a chance. It's not like he dropped it, he never got a chance.
Yeah.
She brushes the dust into a beaker.
I never really knew Ned until he was a zombie. But he was kind, and he was brave. And he had a huge cock.
They smile at each other.
Ashes to ashes. We'll miss you, Ned.
Nice speech, douchebag. I preferred Petra's.
Ned!
Ah! Are you okay? Oh my god! Sit down here!
My shit! We thought you were dead!
I wasn't dead. I was dematerialized and reassembled.
Is everyone alive? I mean, are my parents alive?
I don't know. You must have killed the alien before it could send me to the right place. So instead of going where everyone else went, I ended up at the Little Caesars on Lakeview.
What?
What do we do now?
We give the alien what they came for. Think about it. Oh. Why would they pick Dilford? What's the one thing our town's known for? You're around it every day.
Wait, riblets?
They flew a billion miles for a great sandwich?
They want what's in the riblets.
The ribs.
Tetrafluoxapan.
What the hell is that?
It's the chemical that Malfasti uses to make horse cartilage taste like real meat. That's what they want!
What? How are you so sure?
Because, look.
No, no.
Oh my god!
No.
Why is that so gross? My face has been melting for a day.
There's pus.
Oh my god, that's hard.
Ned! Oh god!
Don't, Ned, please turn away.
It's an allergic reaction from when an alien grabbed me. And you know what I'm allergic to?
Tree nuts?
Dairy.
Ragweed?
Tarragon?
Tetrafluoxapan, guys. I thought I was spoon-feeding it, guys. I really thought eating...
Yeah,
that was easy.
Look,
All we gotta do is give the alien this chemical and they'll leave us alone.
Ned puts on his repaired spectacles. Later, outside the vast Riblets factory, he glowers suspiciously.
Come on. Get over here.
Dag goes to an entry phone on the perimeter fence.
Rick, are you there?
Dougie, is that you?
Yes, Rick, yes, it's Dag. Please let us in.
How do we know it's not an alien pretending to be him?
I got it. What happened to you at the Harvest Carnival 5 years ago?
Fucking hell. I shit myself in the dunk tank.
What?
I shit myself in the dunk tank.
Oh, it's him. Let him in.
I think you shit yourself at your piano recital.
It's a bad week, okay? Come on!
Rick at his office window.
So let me get this straight. You're telling me that these aliens can't see you if you're naked. Then how did you three morons get here?
Well, these clothes are organic cotton, so they're no different from our skin.
Right, I forgot your mom's a filthy hippie.
Your blood, darling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You check on the zombie for me.
Mm-hmm. We'll do that. Mm-hmm.
So, you ladies would have me believe that a bunch of aliens packed themselves into spaceships and flew a zillion miles to Earth just to get some riblets.
Yeah.
Did they say how much they'd pay?
Rick, please. Just give them what they want. You'd be a hero. They'll probably make a statue out of you. You realize the entire town is being held captive somewhere, probably having probes shoved up their assholes.
Right. Statue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, meanwhile, Daisy and I are fine. I wonder why. Oh, that's right, because we didn't run into the middle of town with pitchforks trying to brain our neighbors. You know what? Those people are maniacs. As far as I'm concerned, the wider and deeper the probes, the better.
Hey, those are my parents you're talking about.
Well, I guess there's going to be shorter lines at the Parker family bathroom this year.
What did you say?
Oh, you think you heard me.
You motherfucker!
Daisy!
Hey!
Daisy is dead meat.
Oh,
oh fuck, oh, Ned! No! No, Brian!
Wait, Daisy! Come off. Oh, dear God in heaven!
Oh, shit.
God, we're really sorry, Rick.
You're sorry? I love this woman!
Just talk! Oh, please! Don't do this!
We help!
Ned flounders like he's made of rubber.
That's it.
What?
Yeah. I'm having an idea.
This isn't an idea. This is suicide.
Look, Ned did it, and he's fine, kinda. If we killed that alien, what does Xenomort send everybody else? So
fucking insane.
The three of us alone can't do shit. We need help. Come on, let's do this. We're still a team, right?
Petra reluctantly takes Dag's offered hand.
Oh, let's do it now.
Love you guys.
Dragging Ned with them, they walk determinedly towards a pair of aliens rooting through a dumpster. Dag and Petra throw stones at the aliens.
Come and get it! Come and get it!
Tentacles shoot towards them like harpoons, and in a flash of light, they're transported to a Poway warehouse, and covered in sticky slime, they each drop to the floor. The place is packed with fellow townsfolk.
Mom!
Oh, God! You look great! Look, let's not beat around the bush. You've had blood. Hook a vampire up.
Are you serious?
Petra, please, now's not the time to get all periodic on me!
Petra punches Milan.
Go fuck yourself. And you were right. Being a vampire isn't that bad.
She gives him a parting kiss.
Bitch!
Chaz Sr. spots Ned and staggers towards him carrying his bowling arm, grunting son. Ned turns to face him and replies, Dad. Their exchanges are subtitled. Yes, Ned. It is I, your father. I have been a terrible parent. I never paid attention to you. I blew your college fund on OxyContin. I don't even sell Hyundais, I sell Kias. Kias? Replies Ned. Shameful, I know. Point is, I've got major issues. But I love you. Now and forever. Zombie Chaz Jr. comes up and mumbles, I love you too, dickwad. The Mosley menfolk embrace.
Mom?
Yeah.
Dad?
Dad! Oh, my sweet little frowny clown.
Hey, oh, you got all that time slime on you. Wow. Oh, hey, look what we found. Lorelai.
Hi. Oh, what the hell is that thing?
That's some kind of alien force field. It separates us from the vampires and the zombies. I call it the firewall.
Shooter lights a spliff on the force field and smokes it.
At this point, fuck it, right?
Dad!
Hey!
Kesha.
Oh.
I haven't seen you since you murdered me.
Yeah, look, I'm really sorry about that.
No, don't apologize. I mean, look at my tits. They're like twice the size now.
Goddamn. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Is that Ned Mosley?
Oh, God, he looks terrible.
Okay, here's the deal. I don't care how messed up these brains make you. I need you to think how we can bring this thing, this force field, down. Help us get out of here, Ned, so we can give them what they want and get rid of them.
Come on, Ned. Come on, you can do it.
You can do it, Ned.
Push them.
Light pulses along the neural pathways in Ned's brain, and he thinks back to his childhood at a school computer with Dag beside him.
Hurry up. Just one more line of code. Done.
Wait, what just happened? Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down now.
You're awesome, Ned.
Shut it down. Shut it down now!
Young Ned has created an image of copulating dogs on all the computers with the message, Happy Hump Day. The neural pathways are now bursting with light and he's back in the moment.
What?
But
why does he think he has the brains? He doesn't have him seem like he has any language skills.
Sog attack.
DOS attack!
DOS attack! DOS attack! DOS attack! DOS attack!
This is what we used to do back in junior high. We used to overload the servers to bring them down. We hit this thing together, we'll sort it out.
Yes! Are you nuts? Let the vampires do it. They're so goddamn immortal.
Oh, yeah, just like a human. Put it all on the undead. Pussies!
You're a pussy, bloodsucker!
Everybody, what is it gonna take for you idiots to stop fighting and work together? Mr. Zimmerman, your daughter, she's a vampire, right? And you love her? Yeah, you do. How could you not? Mrs. Franklin, your son is a zombie. We've always known. Not a real doctor. Let's quit pretending that he is. All the aliens want are the riblets. Now, I don't know about you. I don't want to die in a Poway. If we just work together and we can tear this wall down, we will get out of here, we'll convince Rick to open up the gates, and we'll save our shitty town! Now what do you say?
The assembled masses look non-committal, but Shooter pipes up.
USA! USA! USA!
USA! USA! USA! USA! USA!
Alright! Is everyone ready? 3, 2, fuck it, just run!
The three groups stampede towards the force field, and an explosion of light rips through the warehouse, leaving everyone on the floor.
Hey! Let's get those riblets! Come on! Let's go! Rick!
That asshole steps close and gets one in the chest!
No! We need you to give the aliens the riblets! It's the only way!
Isn't that nice? You know what? From day one, nobody in this town ever involved me in anything. Not the bowling team, not the book club. Shit, I paid for the goddamn baseball field, and I still can't get the drink I want after the game at the bar.
A Rickatini's not a drink.
It is to me. I deserve to belong, man. I deserve to belong.
Yes, you're right. You do deserve to belong.
I want to believe it, J.E., but I think you just want me to save you.
You want the truth? Here's the truth. You have been a huge dick! But I've been one too!
Dag turns to look at Petra.
And we both deserve to be a part of this town!
Rick! 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 Rick!
Rick! Rick! What's it gonna be? They're coming! We need you!
All right. Bring it, fuckers!
Come on! Everybody in! Everybody in! Come on! Come on!
opens the gates. Dag ushers everyone inside the plant, and they're followed by a bright light heralding the arrival of the aliens.
Creatures from the great beyond! Behold the Riblet!
All eyes are on a pipe up above. A green sludge pours out of the pipe.
Jesus! That's what riblets are made of!
How come no one ever told us?
Some start to retch, and a man vomits as the sludge cascades into a huge vat. The crowd parts as the 10-feet-tall, beetle-like aliens stomp in on two clawed feet. The aliens gather around the circular tank, and steam rises from their black bodies, and their fly-like heads open up to reveal glowing, translucent, maggot-like embryos with large black eyes.
Oh my God!
The fish-like lips of the embryos pout. Rick looks appalled.
Ew.
Scores of embryos leap out of the aliens and into the vat like a shower of sparks.
What are you doing, aliens?
Holy shit!
Wait, wait! What's happening?
The glutinous mixture in the vat swells and rises.
What is going on?
He was wrong! Your genius zombie friend was wrong! They took our riblets and now they're gonna kill us all!
The crowd are showered with goo as a towering humanoid glowing figure with little black eyes and mottled skin forms.
Beings of Earth, do not cower in fear, rise.
It's beautiful.
As our planet's ambassador, we would like to thank you for giving us a precious chemical that sustains us.
Why does it have a German accent?
I was going to ask the same question.
But before we go, we need to talk about what happened here. We came all this way to essentially borrow a stick of butter. And before we even got a chance to ask, you went bananas. We had to lock you all up in the Palway just to protect you from yourselves. As one of your great philosophers so eloquently put it, we didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. But when we are gone, will it still burn on and on and on?
You're fucking kidding me.
It's a song.
It's a song about burning.
Here is the point. Look at us. We are 90 feet of intergalactic awesomeness. Look at you. You guys are a mess. Okay. Have some dignity for shit's sake. And you're welcome.
Hey, wait a second.
Yes.
Fuck you! No, no, no! You come here in your ship, you scare the living piss out of us, and then you lecture us with a Billy Joel song?
But our research indicated an abiding love for Billy Joel. Please, let's keep this civilized.
Rick hurls a spanner.
What the fuck? She's right! Go fuck with somebody else's planet, you self-righteous douchebag! Fuck you!
Fine. Have it your way, bitches.
The alien swipes the guy against the wall like a fly, prompting a stampede. Rick, with a bottle of whiskey in his hand, crouches on a gantry overlooking the mayhem. As Mr. Keller runs away, he explodes, showering a goth girl with blood. The alien swipes Petra into a tank, activating a hose that sprays a colorless liquid.
You alright?
What is that stuff?
Ammonia! The ammonia's melting it! Ammonia! That's it! Mrs. Mosley! The ammonia hose, quick!
Way ahead of you, Jackie! Let her rip, boys!
Come on!
As Petra watches the alien melting, Milan, eyes black and fangs bared, grabs her by the throat and throws her into a storeroom, then puts his foot on her throat.
You uppity little bitch, I've done a lot of slumming in my life, but you... you might be my biggest disgrace.
Yeah!
Dag's jubilant grin is wiped from his face as he sees Milan attacking Petra.
When you really care about somebody, you don't hesitate. You just jump right in.
Don't touch her!
Dag jumps right in, but Milan dodges his blows with ease, grabbing Dag's hand and snapping his wrist, sending him crashing to the floor. As the ammonia melts the alien, Milan gives Dag a savage beating and pins him to the floor by his throat.
In a way, I envy you. I'm about to see a world I'll never know.
Dag's face turns red as Milan chokes the life out of him. Milan lets go and Dag's head slumps to one side. Moonlight breaks through a window, spilling onto Dag, and his still heart begins to beat.
When the change comes, it is enormous. It's a big change.
Wow.
Dag wakes up with large green eyes, and his broken wrist straightens out, thick hair growing on his face. His fingers grow into long claws, and as Milan homes in on Petra with a knife, Dag the werewolf charges at him. Dag pins Milan against a wall, but the vampire stabs him in the stomach. Dag knocks the knife from Milan's grasp and throws him around like a rag doll, pinning him to the floor.
I said, don't touch her.
He throws Milan across the room, but the vampire retrieves his knife and charges. Milan launches himself at Dag, who steps aside. The vampire is impaled on a stick protruding from a bin.
It's sticking out of my back, isn't it?
Dag and Petra wince as they nod.
Okay?
Did you hear that?
It's him. Our boy's growing up.
The ammonia hoses run dry and the crowds converge on the alien, who is now the size of a dwarf and looks like a melted candle. Ned staggers towards the stumpy alien and it backs off. Then they mirror each other's sideways moves like a little dance.
Fuck this!
Ned leads a charge towards the alien, but the roof collapses like a house of cards. The alien is teleported in a shaft of light into the flying saucer immediately above the plant. A round opening at the center of the flying saucer emits a circular golden light from a black background. Ned grunts subatomic fusion explosive.
Gift, motherfuckers.
The circular golden light drops from the flying saucer, and everyone watches helplessly as the baseball-sized glowing bomb falls towards them. Ned raises a hand, mirroring his position during a baseball game when he was a kid waiting for a catch. He catches the glowing explosive sphere in the palm of his hand. Among the throng, the two Chazes wave the severed bowling arm in delight. Ned looks in awe at the sphere and triumphantly turns to face the ecstatic crowd. Ned throws the sphere to Werewolf Dag.
Give the high cheese, Diggy!
Dag hurls the sphere back into the flying saucer just as its circular hatch is closing. The shrunken, melted alien at the controls looks alarmed.
Wait, that's not supposed to happen.
Everyone looks up in awe as the flying saucer explodes in a spectacular burst of light and fire. Ned looks up at the sky, wide-eyed and open-mouthed with delight. The sun shines on Dilford, and the town sign now declares it to be home of the veggie riblet. The zombie priest painting the sign waves at the school bus as it drives past. A sign at the school reads, "In loving memory of Mayhew P. Keller, born 1826, died 2014. Lorelai comes up behind Dag and covers his eyes.
Guess who?
Lorelai! Yo, what's up, man?
Look at you. Hey, you want to eat at my table today?
I'd love to, but I kind of got some other plans.
Oh, well, that's cool, because maybe after school we could hang... nothing.
Dag turns to Petra.
Hi.
Hey.
Should we go find Ned?
No, it looks like he's bonding with Chaz Jr. today.
The brothers chuckle over a comic book. At another table, Lorelai's sitting next to Zombie Parminda. Jenna nestles up to Ned, whose gaze meets Stag's. The old friends smile at each other warmly. Ned gives his brother a shove, and he topples over like a falling tree.
So what should we do?
I don't know. Maybe we should make out under the bleachers?
Aww. Bring it, fucker.
What, something to you?
Dag follows Petra. A series of outtakes.
So, who are you these days?
I'm Nick Braun.
What do they look like? Is it like Spielberg or more Giger?
Who the fuck is Giger? I don't know.
H.R. Giger. He designed the aliens in Alien.
Who's pitching it to me?
You ever see the movie Schindler's List? You know, he wanted to save all these people. Save all these lives that were worth saving, right? Well, you're like my opposite Schindler. This is really gonna fuck you up.
Drop it! Hold on.
You ready to give up yet? I am joking, though. That's why it's hard to say this shit.
We're understanding parents.
Right.
You do the other quote.
Yeah, all right.
You guys understand, like, too much.
Maybe a little too much some days when we have to drive.
We should all do it sometime together or something.
Oh, not important to do that.
That's
generational.
Yeah.
What, I did stutter? No.
You did stutter a little bit.
My jaw's half gone. Way to make fun of me.
I didn't mean that, sorry.
Class act, this guy.
No, it's not gonna get better,
get
so
it?
Just.
Got it? I'm gonna take a key and stick it in my mouth. And I'm gonna turn it and I'm gonna lock it.
But you're still talking.
Yep.
Executive producers Ron Schmidt, Jonah Hill, Ben Weisbrot. Director of photography Uta Brezovitz, ASC. Production designer Chris Spellman. Edited by Craig Albert. Visual effects supervisor Paul Linden. Music by Phil Eisler. Costume designer Deborah Maguire. Casting by Jean McCarthy, CSA, Nicole Abalera. Cast. Dag, Nicholas Braun. Petra, Mackenzie Davis. Ned, Josh Faden. Rick Wilson, Dennis Leary. Milan Panache, Ed Westwick. Lorelai, Vanessa Hudgens. Mr. Keller, Keegan-Michael Key. Shooter Parker, Bob Odenkirk. Peg Parker, Joan Cusack. Chaz Jr., Chris Zilker. Chaz Sr., Ian Roberts. Mrs. Mosley, Rachel Harris. Jenna Zombie, Mae Whitman. Stuart Miller, Patton Oswalt. Zombie Priest, Pat Healy. Nana Miller, Shannon Wells. Tony Cerrone, David Castaneda. Daisy, Serena Vincent. Mrs. Franklin, Lavelle Roby. Parminda, Utkarsh Ambudkar. Chaz Jr.'s jock friend, Chris Guccio. Leonard, Julian Sergai. Goth Girls, Irene Choi, Shelby Farrow. Coach Pulsifer, John Ennis. Slushy Douche, Mike Mitchell. Kathy Murch, Natalie Palamides. Voice of the Perfect Being, Werner Herzog. Copyright 2015 Columbia Pictures Industries, Inc. and LSE Film Corporation.